I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is our November the 27th regular session of Commissioners Court. I'm going to give the opening prayer this morning, and then we'll all stand for our pledges. Our kind Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this opportunity that we have to be here this morning. And in this season of Thanksgiving, we are especially thankful for all the blessings that we have and the bounty that we all enjoy. We're thankful for our families and the blessings we share with them. We're thankful for Jesus Christ and His atoning sacrifice, and we pray today that Your Spirit will be here with us to guide us so that we can make good decisions for our county and those that we represent. And we ask Thee to protect all of our loved ones through this holiday season, and we do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to Thee, Texas, one flag under God, one and indivisible.
That works.
I was wondering if you guys knew the Texas pledge, and so I started thinking about that and I got my words mixed up.
Easy to do.
Item 3 on the agenda is to consider and take action on approval of minutes of the previous meeting.
Move through the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes are approved. Item 3B, your payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item 3C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. 3D, your budget amendments. There are none today. Won't require any action. Item 3E, your accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Judge, I don't know if y'all recognize, we haven't paid any of the Section 125 or flexible spending. And the reason is that some of the reports and everything are not correct. And I'm getting them all by email and everything, but y'all will see a huge amount of money still in there because we haven't paid anything since October 1st. We haven't paid anything this year yet. And when I was getting ready to do it yesterday, one of the reports was still wrong. And they said, just don't pay us. They're paying everything, and then we're going to pay them back. So that's the reason.
Okay.
So we'll see a big bill.
You will see a big bill, yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not
that's a good bill.
Yeah.
Item 3F is to accept for recording auditor's report, treasurer report, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, interlocal agreement for emergency 911 public safety answering point services with ETCOG, MetLife certificate of insurance for county employee life insurance benefits, and interlocal agreement with Gilmer ISD regarding school resource officers.
Move to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve recording those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3G, your applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Move to approve Upshur County roads and right-of-way and permit requests.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve applications for use of Upshur County roads, rights of way, and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Y'all need to sign that one.
Where?
That's the.
Oh, yeah.
That's the.
Okay.
thought we did.
I was slow. I was moving too fast. That one's the permit request. Item 4 is to discuss and take action on tax resale deed resolution from tax suit 10-195TX.
This is actually 10-194.
Okay.
But it's Upshur County versus Twyla L. Marshall et al. This is a bid for $7,284, actually 40 cents more than what the original amount was due when we struck it off at a tax sale. It's for 5.26 acres in the EP Chisholm survey. I do recommend that y'all accept this bid.
Okay.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barco, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the tax sale. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. So right down here where it says those voting aye.
Okay.
Barbara, if you'd like to run grab Kristen, I'll sign this right now, and then she can take it in there and notarize it. Now, Mike, this goes in the record.
Okay.
And I need that one back.
We don't need to sign one in the record, do we?
No, it'll be all right.
Okay.
As soon as this resolution has to go with it.
Oh, okay.
This is my signature.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Item 5 is discuss and take action to purchase chair for county clerk's office from Furniture and Fixtures. Nobody's here. Regina?
Yes.
Do you know how much y'all need to spend on a chair?
Not over $200. I think we found one for around $150, but we're not real sure about the price of it, so it was just gonna, I think, just say $200, but it's not, I don't think it's gonna be very close to that.
Is there money there?
Yes, there's $1,000.
Is that a...
Do you know who it's for?
I think it's for Lori.
Okay.
Is that a county fund or a county clerk fund?
It's a non-departmental fund.
Okay. How much do we have in there?
$1,000. How much do we usually spend on chairs?
Inflation to carry that. Yeah, they buy it tomorrow on Black Friday.
When I got my chair, I got mine from Sam's, and y'all approved my chair.
How much was it?
It was $149.
Okay.
I think that's what that one we was looking at. It was $149.
Okay.
I make a motion we approve that under $175.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barco, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve up to $175 for purchase of the chair for the county clerk's office out of 409 non-departmental furniture and fixtures. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to sponsor an application for Pritchett Water Supply Corporation for a STEP grant and authorize the county judge to submit a letter to the Texas Department of Agriculture requesting grant assistance. Y'all have any questions for Mary Kay? Or for Robbie?
Well, how much is the grant?
$350,000.
Okay.
Right.
And what would it be used for, Robbie?
We want to do a line upgrade from 2-inch and 3-inch on Light Oak Road to a 6-inch, approximately almost 6 miles.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How does that motion need to be stated?
Up to 6 inches.
Move to sponsor the application.
Mm-hmm. Or just approve item 6.
I'll move to approve item number 6.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve item number 6. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action to sponsor an application on behalf of Pritchett Water Supply Corporation for 2015-2016 funding through the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program of the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Is this the same one?
No, sir. This is different. The Texas one, please. This is one big for a new well, and this is also a matching. It's for $273,800, and we will pay matching $13,700. And this is one big for a new well and a new plant.
Move to approve item 7.
Aye. My second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Barker to approve item number 7. Those in favor?
Aye.
Item 7 is approved. Thank y'all. Item 8 is discuss and take action to execute contract renewal with Inline Network Integration. And along with that, I want us to discuss item number 12, which is discuss and take action to request proposals for computer hardware and software upgrades. When I posted the agenda, it didn't dawn on me at the time, but Inline would actually like to bid our hardware and software upgrades. If we do that, then it's going to make our purchases with them for this calendar year, for this budget year, go over $50,000. And so we really need to bid both of these things and not renew their contract today. And Brock said it would be fine. Brock at Inline said it would be fine if we went month to month until we could get a bid package together. And so what the court needs to decide, do we want to bid, do we want one RFP that includes maintenance and the upgrades, or do we want two separate RFPs?
Been doing well with
that's something to think on. We don't do that today, do we?
I'd like to study on that.
Just don't take any action today?
Yeah.
On either one? All right.
I agree, but I think it needs to, at least in my opinion, needs to be out there that I've been, with what I've learned about our maintenance going on right now as a separate item, I think it's done well for what's had to been done.
Yeah,
I do too. I just wanted to have that where I can say it to y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll move it.
And there's been some confusion, so let me say one more time. The reason we have to upgrade our computers and our software, we are headed towards a new countywide software, and this is mostly for you, Philip, because there's still some people that are confused. We're headed on purchasing a new countywide software that runs our financial system, runs our court system, runs the jail. And before we can purchase that software, all of our infrastructure has to be brought up to date. We have to have new computers with faster processors, and we all have to be running at least Windows 7. And we still have many, many computers, desktops, that are running XP, Windows XP. That's the reason we have to spend the money to get our infrastructure up to date.
Because the current software is going to go...
Yeah, our current software that's 30 years old, we've got to replace it. It's not going to be supported after next year.
Right. And the XPs will not be supported after April. So we have
XPs not supported after April.
Another thing is the state is requiring a lot of things to be directly
I'll move to table. Or just no action?
If everybody's in agreement, we just won't take any action on 8 and 12 today.
And number 8, for paying monthly, we don't need any action on that.
No.
Okay.
Just what all needs to pay that the software would run the jail and what else?
The court system.
So this is month to month.
Judicial.
And it runs our financial system, which is the budget, accounts payable, purchasing. Yes, sir. Item 9 is discuss and take action to close secondary bathroom on the first floor of the courthouse and use fixtures in JP3 office. Commissioner Gentry and I discussed this a little bit. This is her agenda item. And we decided that it really took the whole court's action to close that bathroom. Isn't that what you thought?
That's what we thought. Chuck came and he can use some of those fixtures to upgrade and save the county some money on meeting ADA standards. Mm-hmm. And since the downstairs has that real nice new bathroom down at the other end, I didn't see where that would be an issue.
I believe, too, he's going to utilize that for some storage.
Yes, and cut that, be that whole thing, that whole corner in there, maintenance and storage for some of the extra supplies and stuff. So, I would like to make a motion that we close that bathroom and allow him to upgrade JP3 to ADA standards.
I second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barca to close the secondary bathroom on the first floor and use the fixtures in the JP3 office. Those in favor?
Aye.
Thank y'all. That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to purchase constable ticket books from contingency.
And I think we've had some new information come to light, and we're checking on the availability of maybe some of the other constables here in the county that have some that aren't using them that we might be able to utilize through Gene. So we're going to check on that. And this may come back.
Okay. So we're not going to do anything today?
No.
Jason, Constable Weeks just called me just a few minutes, right as we were starting, and he said he had two books he could get to.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Constable. Item 11 is discuss and take action on resolution in support of a grant for constable cameras. And Constable Dolly has been working with the COG. Would you want to tell us briefly what this camera will do for you, Gene?
Yes, sir. I've got a picture here if anybody sees. I took a print off. We have a number of spots. I've got about 5 spots I'm trying to wash out in my precinct where people are dumping on right-of-ways, oil field leases. They're coming in on the back ways. I talked to two of the producers, and they gave me keys that I could get into their leases by road that I can drive on. They're coming in on the backside. They're dumping trash, brush, anything, household items. I can't find, so far I have not been able to find no addresses or I would be working on that. I'd be nailing. But right at this time, I'm trying to get some cameras, and it's through a grant from EPCOG that will, this will be 4 cameras. They're kits. They're $750 a kit. They come with the software and all that I can hook up to my computers that I can present in court if it goes to court, and you can see the dumping, you can see the people just like on these cameras out here for speed cameras or red light running cameras. You can see the person drive up, get out, dump the stuff, hopefully get their license plate and all so I can identify them. And this is what this is about. It's through EDCOG, and I can show you where a number of agencies are getting a lot of help. This is coming from the state environmental TCEQ. The state is trying to push don't mess with Texas, stop the littering, and this is my constituents have been wanting me to do this, and I'm trying to get them out in this area.
Is this a matching grant or totally funded?
Do I?
Is it a matching grant or totally funded?
No, what I purchased and they pay for it.
Okay.
I mean, you'll do it first and reimburse it.
Okay. They take still photos or is it video?
They got video and still.
Okay.
Do they, just as a side issue, those things are not theft proof. People can steal them. Do you know if any of these?
It comes with as good a block. This is part of the expense. It comes with the blocking devices and all. Not to cut and torch or, you know, these guys could get into anything. Hopefully I can place them where they won't know they're there, and they have locking devices. The whole kit comes with the software, the locking devices, the lock. I've got pictures of it at all.
And just as a part of that security, has anybody put any GPS tracking devices in those so that if they do get stolen, you could find them?
This software that I have, I'm going to have to read up on it. I just heard a brief discussion, and I'm not real computer literate, but if I understood it right, this here will, I can hook it to my phone and literally look at it if I understood it right. I know some of them you can, or hook it to my computer where it reports to my computer. I know you can download all this stuff. Now, just what all has got in it. I'm not real sure.
It's just hot.
I'll use every bit of it, though, I promise you.
I move to accept or support the resolution in support of the grant for the Constable camera.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the resolution supporting the grant for Constable Dolly. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And Constable, Chris, that resolution's got to be notarized.
Yes.
Kristen took it with her. She'll bring it right back to you. And then you can take it with you and submit it to the COG. That's a copy for the record.
It's in my package. Is that?
That's the resolution supporting the camera. That's it. Item 13 is discuss and take action to cast ballot for Upshur County Appraisal District Board of Directors. And everybody's had a copy of the ballot, I think. We have 1,366 votes.
I took a look at some of the recommendations that we made here. And I had some conversation with the people that we recommended, and I just like to keep it simple. We've got 1,366 votes, and I'd like to make a motion that we just divide those equally between Jim Ragland and Huey Mitchell.
I'll second it.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gentry. We just give this to Jim.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gentry, to divide our 1,366 votes between Huey Mitchell and Jim Ragland. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. And item 14 is to hear a presentation from Gilmer FFA State Finalist Ag Issues Team. We're glad y'all are here. I didn't know if y'all had ever been to Commissioner's Court, so I put you at the end. You could see how Commissioner's Court works.
Start out, we are the Agricultural Issues Forum team from Gilmer FFA. We recently placed first at area at Grand Saline, so we're moving on to state in about 2 weeks at Sam Houston State University. It's our first time to go to state in like 6 years, so we're really excited.
Awesome.
And we just have to go speak to so many forums, and we're glad that you guys are allowing us to come today. So thank y'all. And our issue is high fructose corn syrup, so. And usually we have crops, so if it looks weird, it's because we usually have stuff. Okay. Good morning, and welcome to Cooking with Catherine. I'm your host, Catherine Williams, and joining me here today are fellow members from the Gilmer FFA chapter. These members include Bryce Carroll, Morgan Long, Madeline Aller, Kara Smith, and Brennan Warren. On today's episode, we'll be showing you how to make a delicious cherry pie. The ingredients you will need for this pie include one pie crust, 2 cans of cherry pie filling, 1 teaspoon of sugar, and 1 teaspoon of milk. Cherry pie filling contains high fructose corn syrup. Over the last 4 decades, America's sweet tooth has expanded, and table sugar or sucrose has taken a step backward, allowing sugar substitutes into most diets and kitchens of Americans today. According to the latest figures from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, the consumption of high fructose corn syrup has risen from 0 pounds consumed in 1966 to over 60 pounds consumed per person annually in 2011. This sugar substitute has become a controversial issue nationwide, and everyone has his or her own opinion whether high fructose corn syrup is good or bad. We chose this topic due to its importance to our community and its importance to people nationwide. First, we will hear from our advantages. Bryce, would you like to begin?
Thank you, Kathleen. One advantage of high fructose corn syrup is that it is economically sound. It is a superior alternative to sucrose, the common table sugar, the main reason why it is 20% cheaper to use. The development of corn syrup came at an opportune time for corn growers. Refinements of partial hydrogenation process helped make it possible to make better shortenings and margarines of soybeans than corn.
High fructose corn syrup took up the slack as demand for corn oil margarine declined. Companies that have realized that it's easier to transport since it's in liquid form, it's just piped into a tanker truck. These days, our per capita intake of high fructose corn syrup can be approximated to be 63 pounds per year. Although it's only a penny saved to the average consumer, soft drink and juice companies use it. This triggers hundreds of millions of dollars in savings.
High fructose corn syrup has become safer in ways like it's clean microbiologically and contains few sodium ions and is more stable than sugar. It's safe in all these ways and is extremely soluble and easier to blend than soft drinks, which improves flavor, texture of canned and frozen fruits, consistency of product, and freshness. Domestic production is growing and the consumption rate is on the rise. It's safe in all these ways and still cheap to manufacture.
That is an excellent point, Bryce. Morgan, are there any more advantages that we should know?
The process for making the sweetener was developed in the 1970s. Use of high fructose corn syrup grew rapidly from 3 million tons in 1980 to 8 million tons in 1995. Today, we use 12 million tons.
High fructose corn syrup is produced by processing cornstarch to yield glucose and then processing glucose to produce a high percentage of fructose. It all sounds rather simple, however, it's quite complicated. Three different enzymes are used to break down cornstarch, which is composed of glucose molecules, into simple sugars, glucose, and fructose. As mentioned earlier, HFCS is extremely soluble and easier to blend than soft drinks. According to the National Soft Drink Association, it has longer shelf life than regular sugar. Have you ever tasted a Coca-Cola and then switched to Diet Coke? Could you tell the difference of the sweetness of the drink? That's because Diet Coke uses aspartame, another sugar substitute, as opposed to HFCS. HFCS has a sweeter taste, which the average consumer prefers.
Wow, those are some interesting points for high fructose corn syrup. It is a main ingredient used in many soft drinks today. You also mentioned that it is used in canned and frozen fruit. Let's take a look at our canned fruit for our pie and see if high fructose corn syrup is used. In this brand, it is an ingredient. With this in mind, what are some of the disadvantages of high fructose corn syrup? Now, let's begin with you.
Heart arrhythmias, high cholesterol levels, heart attacks, and harm to white blood cells are some of the major causes from high fructose corn syrup. It may be cheaper on the shelf, however, it can rack up in major medical costs. The corn syrup does not provide any nutrients. Therefore, it turns to fat when it's not being burned by the body. It's added to products only to make them taste better. And it's addicting. HFCS causes obesity and many other health issues. Processed sugars affect appetite and metabolism, which causes sugar rushes and lead to crashes. HFCS can be manipulated into equal amounts of fructose and glucose, or 80% fructose and 20% glucose. Thus, with almost twice as much fructose than glucose, it proves a double danger compared to sugars.
According to Dr. Kira Fields, in a USDA study of dietary sugars, pure fructose contains no enzymes, vitamins, or minerals. It robs the body of micronutrient treasures in order to assimilate itself for physiological use. While naturally occurring sugars, such as sucrose, contain fructose bound to other sugars, HFCS contains a good deal of free or unbound fructose. Dr. Fields' research indicates that this free fructose interferes with the heart's key minerals, like magnesium and copper. A deficiency in copper can lead to bone fragility, anemia, defects of connective tissues, arteries, infertility, and an inability to control blood sugar levels. It has also been found to inhibit the action of white blood cells, so that they are unable to defend the body against harmful foreign invaders.
The body doesn't use fructose well. The leftover fructose the body doesn't use is stored as fat. Our Princeton University research team has demonstrated that not all sweeteners are the same when it comes to weight gain. Lab rats with access to high fructose corn syrup have gained significantly more weight than lab rats with access to table sugar, even with their overall caloric intake the same. In addition to the significant weight gain, lab animals with long-term consumption of high fructose corn syrup has had an abnormal increase in body fats, especially in the abdomen, and a rise in blood circulating fats called triglycerides.
Very interesting disadvantages about high fructose corn syrup that everyone should know. Kara, is there anything else that we should be aware of about high fructose corn syrup?
In U.S. schools today, the USDA estimates there are 20,000 vending machines. The data collected shows 88% of machines in high schools, 61% in middle schools, and 14% in elementary schools. 15% of those in high schools and middle schools are accessible to students any time of the day. HFCS is a primary suite of use in soft drinks, now readily available to students in vending machines. In our school vending machines, we have Yoo-Hoo's, Country Time Lemonades, and Hawaiian Punches, all which contain high fructose corn syrup. Plus, they cost 50 cents less than water.
Teenagers and children, the industry's main targets, are among the largest consumers. In the past 10 years, soft drink consumption among children has almost doubled in the United States. The fructose in a regular soft drink is 55% of HFCS. Therefore, the fructose is being exposed to children at high concentration, which causes obesity and diabetes. The American Diabetes Association says it's becoming more and more common among children to get type 2 diabetes. Type 2 is caused by obesity and is triggered by the body's inability to react to its natural insulin.
To prevent type 2 diabetes, children must avoid sugars found in fructose, which cause the body to produce too much insulin and burn out insulin receptors. The World Health Organization says fructose is like consuming too much fat, and it can contribute to weight gain. With obesity becoming a widespread problem in the U.S., do you really want to see our children become more and more obese? Schools are doing little to help prevent it. With soft drinks and other foods being served with high fructose corn syrup, how are we going to stop obesity?
That is unbelievable, Kara and Evelyn. And those cherries for our pie include high fructose corn syrup. Should we continue to use it, or are there some products that may not use HFCS? Let's take a look. This brand doesn't use HFCS, so we do have options when we are cooking for our families. That does give us a choice on the product and to consider the price of the products. Many times we look at the price on the shelf and do not consider anything but cost. It may lead to long-term health problems and have an increase in health cost. Catherine, now that we have heard from both sides of the issue on high fructose corn syrup, will you summarize the advantages and disadvantages?
Thank you, Brennan. Now let's review a few points discussed in the topic today. The advantages. High fructose corn syrup is economically sound. It saves soft drink, food, and juice companies millions of dollars per year. Number two, high fructose corn syrup is sweeter to the taste, which the younger generation tends to accept. The disadvantages. It causes heart disease and other circulatory problems by stealing nutrients that the body must have, which may increase in health care. And number two, high fructose corn syrup has made a major impact on the youth, causing type 2 diabetes and obesity. High fructose corn syrup is being used more and more today than ever before. It is a part of our everyday lives. In today's health-conscious world that's always looking for a bargain, how will their reaction be? The decision is yours to make. Well, that's all the time we have for you today on Cooking with Catherine. I hope you enjoyed the delicious cherry pies we've prepared for you.
That was really good. Really good.
Good job.
Awesome.
Thank y'all for coming.
Good luck to y'all on your new thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When do you go?
December 5th.
Okay.
Next Thursday.
Have fun.
Well, sounds like you're prepared. Looks like you're
Thank
really
you.
Ready to go.
I will. Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You too.
I'm all the same.